Browns want to play Shedeur Sanders this year. Like, I'm hearing all these hot takes nationally about how Shedeur Sanders should and will win this quarterback competition, and I'm laughing about it. He's got to get reps first before you can talk about him winning the competition. There's some things there I think that the Browns really want to work on with his game. And the same thing goes for Dylan Gabriel. If you're going to put these guys on the field, you want to make sure that they're in the best possible position to succeed.
That's Daryl Ryder. By the way, by the end of the show, or maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure. Lyman's going to have to decide. He wants to discuss something with Men's Health and myself.
Want to burst in.
So it's, you got to be hanging on her every word or you're going to be lost.
Men's Health is the correct topic.
Oh, I think it's part of it, isn't it? Isn't it part of Men's Health or whatever?
Not in the area that we're going to, no. This is not a health thing. We're not making a health conscious decision.
They teach you about it in health class.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
I almost said a word there. No bleep, Ken.
But then it's men's health.
You haven't made this decision because you go, you know what? It's going to add 5 years to my life.
No, but it's.
Did they bring out the banana in your class?
No, actually, I don't think they taught us how to
do it.
In
a town of 900 people, they just go, hey, you guys do whatever you guys do.
And I think that I remember in fourth grade, they kind of showed you what goes on during like a pregnancy. And then in fifth grade, they actually showed you how to do it, which was, I remember we had a male principal, and then our fifth grade year, cause you went through kindergarten through five, right? Our fifth grade year, we had this older lady principal. And so they had a guidance counselor from the middle school come down and take us through the video, right? And this guy was just not prepared for what he was about to hear from the fifth graders at that school at that time. Because we knew everything he was asking us. And he said, ask me anything. He didn't realize what he was going to be asked. So we asked him, fifth grade, I hate to say the most vulgar things, just to see whether or not he would get embarrassed. Long story short, we all had to write a letter of an apology to him.
Oh, come on.
Well, because they knew that we were doing it on purpose to make him, I don't know, the girls' class, I'm sure that went well.
The girls was always a little more professional.
it was ridiculous.
Because we would compare notes afterwards, and we'd be sitting there going, can you do this at the same time as this, and then also throw in this? Will that be okay?
Yes, dude. This dude was sweating like he was going to the chair, man. And we're asking him every question.
You are taking me right back to the moment.
Oh, my God.
The fact that I think our class was doing the exact same thing as your class, I'm just assuming they were all doing the exact same thing.
There's a guy who's just arriving to work right now who definitely has the same story from West Geauga schools or Chardon schools or wherever.
So I was in my parents' closet. I found this. And can you do this and then also do this?
We asked, how do I clean this up? And then we're going to move back onto the football because I don't want you to tell everybody what I have to do here as far as men's health. We asked in certain scenarios if you had to be tagged in.
You should not have had to write an apology for this. This is normal, good questioning.
Is it Legion of Doom and the one guy just waits to be tagged in, or how does this go?
You got to hold on to that little white rope.
You always had to hold on. People miss that. Rope. You got to have a legal tag. They'll send you right back out.
You better hope Earl Hebner saw it.
Right back out to the couch. You're right back out there.
Terry Pluto, 901. Going to join us on the show. For what Daryl says about the quarterback, say real quick on this. It's not about selling you on anything. It's about telling you the truth. How I feel the absolute truth about all these guys. I like Joe Flacco. I trust Joe Flacco. We had a great run with Joe Flacco. I do feel in the back of my head it's probably not going to go the way we thought it was with Joe Flacco. And I think that they know that. And I think that they don't feel nearly as high on Joe Flacco as we do. And that's why I feel that he will probably be traded by the end of training camp to somebody who is willing to take $4 million or whatever it is and split the difference or however they can do it and take on Joe Flacco. The Kenny Pickett stuff, I'm not going to sit here and be sold on Kenny Pickett. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that
all
of a sudden...
Do we need to re-rack the Nathan Zagura?
Fine. If you want to, that's
fine.
Interview
from Friday?
But I'm hearing the same crap, and I go, what makes us better than anything you guys... anything that you guys have described with Kenny Pickett. I'm sorry, Aditi, Nathan, I know I love you both. Everybody and their brother knows I love you both dearly. You're both on the Christmas card list.
But
I'll be damned if I sit here and I try to regurgitate any of the stuff that's been out there with Aditi or with Nathan over the last couple of weeks, saying that, oh my God, he comes from a bad system of offense. He comes from a questionable offensive coordinator. He comes with a questionable offensive line when he was at Pittsburgh. I go, what made us so much better than those positions?
Play it. He's got Nathan.
Kenny Pickett is a tough kid. He's been a winner in this league, as I said, believe it or not, since I've been with the Browns. He has the best winning percentage, career winning percentage of anybody that's quarterback for the Browns during that span. So, and he's young, and he's done it in the AFC.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
So I'm at least interested to see what that looks like. And I would argue that the opening of our season is not a place for somebody to cut their teeth at the National Football League level. That's probably a place for somebody who's played some games in the NFL. So to me, that's why you would want a veteran and you'd want somebody who has played. And Kenny Pickett, not only is young, but he has played. He has won. And he's won in this division.
Oh, wait, here's Aditi.
People doubt it when I say this or mock me for when I say it. It's actually a pretty common feeling, a pretty common sentiment in the football world that Kenny Pickett was drafted into a situation that was as far from supportive and as far from positive for a young quarterback as there could be. It was a completely dysfunctional offense with an offensive coordinator who was in over his head. As Terry Bradshaw said, didn't have great offensive line play, didn't have a great run game. There was no support system for a young quarterback.
Now ask Terry what he thought about the Browns last few years. I'd like to hear Terry Bradshaw on that. Willing to say it's in the same neighborhood. But I'm supposed, oh yeah, new lease on, I hope Kenny Pickett does well, but I'm nope, I am not jumping in on that. Respect Nathan and Aditi, love them both, not a chance.
What are the odds?
No.
What are the Kenny Pickett odds for comeback player of the year in the NFL?
I hope they're good.
There's a good value there?
I hope, now I would say I'll give you this. The offensive lines, historically, up until just this last year, the Browns' offensive line over the last 5-6 years has been better than the Pittsburgh Steelers' offensive line. Okay. The offensive coordinator stuff, I will take Kevin Stefanski every single chance I could get, every way over Matt Canada. But I don't know why Arthur Smith, who is a run-first type of offensive coordinator, just, no, we can't be a part of this. No, no way. We have to go get Russell and do Russell things. I didn't understand that. So I am not saying that Kenny Pickett is going to suck up the room. I'm just not going to try to sell you guys on and give the great virtue of Kenny Pickett. No. No. And the other two guys, I agree with Nathan on this. I don't just want to throw rookies out there just to see them. I'm getting texts right now. You want to talk about texts from friends? I'm getting texts from my boss over at 8. Well, if we don't know, how are we not going to know? Guys, this is the easiest QB job to win. Look around the league. Are we not the easiest QB job to win? If you show anything of any strong stature, if you're a rookie, you probably won't start week one. Because I agree with Nathan. You probably want a guy who's got some experience there as a starting quarterback week one in the beginning of the season. You're taking on tough opponents. It is a tougher schedule at the beginning of the year. You're just starting off your year. You're just starting off your NFL career. You probably want to let those rookies sit. I agree with Nathan. But I'm not throwing those guys out there just so we can see these guys. But I know a lot of people will. I assume because it's such an easy job to win, if they don't win it at any point during the season, I don't need to see them. Because that means that they are not ready and they probably never will be ready. But this whole stuff about, I'm sure Kenny's a likable guy. Whatever. I'm not going to sit there and try to sell you guys on Kenny Pickett. He is what he is. I don't need to sell you on anybody else. Dylan Gabriel, I like Dylan Gabriel's arm. I don't know if Dylan Gabriel's going to be a great quarterback. Shedeur Sanders looked a lot better than what anybody makes him out to be. So for what's that worth? Would I start Shedeur Sanders week one? Nope.
Yeah, that's
probably under no circumstance would I start him week one.
Part of the thing that is making this more compelling than it probably should be is that immediately, and granted, there's not much going on. We're talking 7-on-7s and the video stuff that you've been able to see.
Yeah.
It's very limited to, you know, there's no pass rush coming in. Nobody is, you know, having to throw balls under pressure, under fire. But to hear that Sanders, it's like surprise some people the way that he's been talked about already. Either that, or it's just Gabriel is that bad.
I don't think he's that bad. When Zach says doesn't look like an NFL quarterback, does that mean the accuracy is just all over the place? Can't throw it. Can't see over the line. Can't because of his size. You know, what does that mean by that? But I still stand by it. It's the easiest job to win. That's Tyler Shuck's job down there in New Orleans. I mean, you go by these rosters of what the worst rosters are from PFF. They somehow have the Browns ranked 32nd. Tennessee, that's 31. Who's winning that job? That's Cam Ward because he's number one overall. Tyler Shuck with the New Orleans Saints at number 30. Bryce Young with the Carolina Panthers at number 29, clearly. Justin Fields with the New York Jets at number 28, clearly. Russell Wilson with the New York Giants at number 27, clearly. Even though it gets a little bit murky there, clearly still that guy. So it's the easiest job to win. If one of these guys, it's probably going to be Kenny Pickett, but if one of these guys can't overtake him, either Kenny's done very well, or I don't need to see either of these guys because they can't conduct themselves as professionals. And then we can't, I mean, a fifth-round pick's a fifth-round pick. I'm not going to sit there and say you wasted anything on Shador Sanders. But a third-round pick, damn it, you can end up ruining the day over that. Because the guys who do go in the third round do end up being very contributing players. Not all of them become Hall of Famers, but they become contributors to their football team. And you can only play one quarterback at a time.